This chazar is a chinesh abachas shagam vem yehudim zechnas adarim daf yud zayin. Zok the Mishnah. There is effect to a neder within the term of another neder, but there is no effect to a shua within the terms of another shua. For example, if someone says, I will be a nazir if I eat this bread, I will be a nazir if I eat this bread, and he then eats the bread, he becomes obligated in two separate terms of nazirus. On the other hand, if someone says, shvua that I will not eat this bread, shvua that I will not eat this bread, and then he eats the bread, he's only chayav for one violation of a shua. Gemara actually is missing the first piece. The Ran quotes a piece of Gemara that's not written in our Gemara. He says, the Gemara asks, a person becomes a nazir just by saying that he'll become a nazir without the need to tie it to eating the bread. So why does the Mishnah give an example of tying the accepting of the nazirus onto eating a piece of bread? Also, if it is tied to eating the bread, then for each kezias that he eats after being warned, he would be subject to a separate nazir. So why does he have to repeat and say the phrase twice? The Gemara answers that since we had to introduce the concept of not eating the bread with regard to Shua, because it has to be about something, so we mention it regarding the case of Nazirus as well, although Taka, it's truly unnecessary. Still, in the case of the Mishnah, he would be subject to two periods of Nazirus, even if he only ate one kezias of bread, based on his repeating the phrase. Zok Mar Rav Huna said, Nazirus can only take effect on another Nazirus if he says, I am hereby a Nazir today, and then he says, I am hereby a Nazir tomorrow. In that case, since the second Nazirus adds one extra day to the Nazirus, because the first Nazirus makes him a Nazir for 30 days starting today, the second Nazirus makes him for a Nazir 30 days starting tomorrow, thus adding one day, so that's when it takes effect. Although the Ran says that the full 30 days for the second Nazirus will have to be kept after completion of the first period of Nazirus. But that's what we do. Anyway, in that case, it would take effect if on top of the first Nazirus as well. However, if he says, I'm here by another today, I'm here by another today, the second Nazirus will not take effect on top of the first Nazirus. Shmuel said, even if he says, I am here by another today, I am here by another today, the second Nazirus will take effect on top of the first Nazirus. Frech the Gemara, according to Rav Huna, if the Mishnah wants to show that at times one thing takes effect on another, meaning a neder, and at times it does not, meaning a shua, why didn't it show that point while sticking to neder itself? It could say, sometimes a neder takes effect on another neder, if the second neder adds a day, and sometimes it does not, if it adds nothing. This is a question according to Rav Huna. So Gemara, Kasha, and Echanami remain shveh. In fact, our Mishnah compares the case of neder to shua and says that neder could take effect on top of another neder, whereas shua cannot take effect on top of another shua. What's the case of neder and the case of shua? If the case is where he said, I am hereby a nazir today, and then says, I am hereby a nazir tomorrow, since the second nazirus period must be observed after the first is over without overlap, the comparable case by shua would be where he swears not to eat figs, and then he swears not to eat grapes. Now, in that case, the second shua would take effect on top of the first shua, because there are unrelated items, similar to where he takes up different nazirus, but for different time periods. Therefore, it must be that the case of neder is where he says, I am hereby another today, and I am hereby another today. The comparable case of shua would be where he says, I swear not to eat figs, and then he says again, I swear not to eat figs. The Mishnah teaches that the second shua won't take effect, but the second neder will. Again, this refutes Rav Huna. Rav Huna will say, the Mishnah is actually referring to where he makes a neder by saying, I am hereby another today, and then says, I am hereby another tomorrow. And that's the reason the second neder takes effect on top of the first neder. The comparable case of shua is where he says, I swear not to eat figs, and then he says another shua, he says, I swear not to eat figs and grapes. This is comparable to the case of neder because in both cases there's overlap, although not in practical observing of the neder, but still overlap in effect. And the Mishnah teaches that this takes effect only by neder, but not by shua. For acting more, we find a statement by Rabbi that suggests that in the case of two shuas that were made like this, where the first one he says, I won't eat figs, the next one he says, I won't eat figs or grapes, that since the second shua takes effect with regard to the grapes, it also takes effect with regard to the figs as well. So Rav Huna will not agree with the statement of Rabbi. For acting more, a braisa says, if someone made two nedarim of Nazirus, and he observed the first 30 days of Nazirus, separated animals for the kabbanis for the end of the first period, and was then able to annul his first vow of Nazirus, the second neder is considered to be fulfilled with the observance of the past 30 days, and he doesn't have to keep another Nazirus for another 30 days. Now, if this is talking about where he said, I am hereby another today, and then he said, I am hereby another tomorrow, how can the braisa say that the observance of the 30 days from the first neder fulfills the second neder, since the second neder goes one day beyond the first neder, so he has to keep more than just what he kept for the first neder? Rather, it must be that the person says, I am hereby another today, and then he says again, I am hereby another today, and we see that the second neder is effective, which again refutes Rav Huna. And for the Gemara, it may be that the braisa is discussing where he says, I am hereby another today, and then says, I am hereby another tomorrow. And when the braisa says that the days observed have fulfilled the second neder, it means they fulfilled everything except that one additional day of the second neder. Another teretz, Dr. Gemara, the braisa may be discussing where the person accepted two periods of nazirus simultaneously. In this case, even Rav Huna would agree that both nedarim would take effect.